Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We're live Monday mornings at 11 o'clock. Call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. During encore broadcasts, Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call me direct at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. We'll start right after the news.
Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker, Santa Barbara resident since 77. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. As usual, the fourth segment, I'll do a weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. We will do a little bit of a early MLS kind of update, part of this first segment with our guest, and then discuss some interesting articles that I saw last week regarding a revision of a economic forecast group, and we'll get a input from UCSB Economic Forecast Director Bill Watkins. You can call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com for more real estate information and actually to be able to listen to past broadcasts. After the program, 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Now, good morning, Dr. Bill Watkins.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good, good. You?
Thanks for squeezing us in on last minute. Got this front burner news, wanted to get some feedback from you. The UCLA economic forecast economist, Rod Thornburg, I can't think of his first name, was going out of the country, and I did want to get some feedback on what you thought of this. Pretty revisionist and pretty radical, and it's kind of interesting. Before we get into that, I did want to just have a quick moment on some numbers, just to give you an idea of what I've been covering. Bill Watkins used to work in Washington with the, not with the World Bank, with
Board
what?
Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve.
Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
And he's been at UCSB for several years now as the Economic Forecast Director, and he runs and directs a, hosts a, the Economic Forecast, which is coming up in what, February, March?
Well, Ventura's coming up in February, and then Santa Barbara's in April.
Santa Barbara's in April. And what is the website of UCSB?
www.ucsb-efp.com.
EFP, for Economic Forecast Project?
Correct.
.com. So it's UCSB-EFP, economicforecastproject.com, and I'm sure there's a lot of valuable information. First of all, since you have a doctorate in economics, in what?
Economics.
That's what you're saying. Mine wasn't in English. And I thought you'd appreciate this empirical scientific data.
All right.
In June of 05, okay, compared mm-hmm. to September of 05, the stretch there of X number of months, mm-hmm. the inventory in analyzing the weekly MLS, well, it's actually, I guess it comes out every 2 weeks, the MLS book.
Sure.
It weighed a quarter of a pound more from June to September.
Yeah. They're taking a little longer to sell. That's consistent with that.
Thought you'd appreciate that.
Yeah,
scientific.
Quarter pound. I didn't weigh them, but.
The scientific approach to Radio Real Estate's analysis of inventory.
There you go.
Now, I did wanted to run some things by you here as well. I was looking at, here's some price change information, which should come as no surprise as people have seen that the market has, the frenetic pace has subsided a bit in with people wheeling wheelbarrows full of money up people's driveway, right?
Yeah.
Now, I looked at every month the number of price changes just in single-family residences, not in condos.
Right.
Because the condos have been have actually been kind of consistent in terms of sales year-to-date, 04 to 05. They've been kind of consistent. And but single-family has been a drop. And we're I think we're on record here. We might be as low this year as of December 12th. I think we had 995 single-family sales recorded. So in 2001, we had a year that was about 1,054. So we're on pace to actually have the lowest number of single-family residential sales in 5 years.
And how many realtors are there?
About 1,300.
Okay, so less than one per realtor.
It's kind of a scary thing. Now, a lot of the members of the MLS, they might, obviously, though there's not 1,300 active full-time realtors, they're members of MLS. A lot of them are, some of them are out of town, some of them are lawyers, some of them are different kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be interesting to know what the core group of full-time active people are that are running around on Caravan trying to work with buyers and sellers. But that is kind of scary. That's only single family. We're not counting the condos.
Right.
But
I'm always sort of impressed at the low ratio of sales to realtors.
Yeah, well, thanks for cheering me up with that. I just try to forget that. You know, if I start to think about the reality of my business, you just won't get out of bed in the morning.
All right.
Okay, so I looked at price changes per month from January through November.
Mm-hmm.
And you just look at the first 3 months, 52, 41, 51, so say an average of, say, 45 price changes per month for the first 3 months.
So price change, that's somebody's have as a listing on the market and they change the price.
Correct.
That's usually down, I presume.
That's usually down.
Okay.
Although you'd be surprised. You do see price changes up the price, but not frequently, but you do see it.
Okay.
So January, February, March, about 45 people per month average there, they decided to reduce their price. Now, I don't know how long they had it on the market, et cetera.
Sure.
You look at August, September, you look at September, October, November of 05, later in the year,
mm-hmm.
and the number average there was about three times. It was almost 140. Huge shift in people to saying, well, you know, maybe that third quarter, and we'll look at some quarterly numbers here, and as you pointed out, we spoke briefly before the program, you thought that the third quarter of 05 was an aberration or just a real spike.
Seemed a little hot in terms of the price, but these markdowns are really consistent with the slowdown in the growth of prices because, you know, I'm not a realtor, but my understanding is when the market's hot, everybody overvalues their homes, they put it on the market, and if it's hot enough, it sells anyway. But, you know, if they're overvaluing and the market's getting a little slower, then, you know, they're going to have to be forced to be a little more realistic.
Right, right. And that's exactly what a little sobering effect. So it's not surprising to hear these numbers, but it's just kind of interesting to see them.
It's actually really good news. It means that the market's cooling a bit, and you need that, because if you keep that frenetic pace we had before, ultimately that leads to problems. If you can get a soft landing, a slowdown in the growth rate that doesn't cause people to overreact, it's all good news.
So your reaction to this following information will probably be understandable, since the third quarter, as you mentioned, it was such a peak. Median price was at $1,345,000, up from the second quarter of 05, which was at $1,265,000. So that's a big, $80,000, a big jump. We saw a bigger jump from the first quarter to the second quarter of 04. Okay,
yeah.
But other than that, that might have been the biggest jump in the last 5 years. I think it was. And now we might come from the third quarter, which was that big spike, to the fourth quarter,
mm-hmm.
and see the biggest drop. And the first 2 months and 12 days of the fourth quarter, we're at a median price of $1,270,000, which is still high. I mean, it's still a lot higher. It's even higher than the second quarter.
Sure.
But it had to come down from the third quarter.
Relatively high-frequency data also include a lot of compositional effects. So, the third quarter could have had more homes in Montecito sale than in other neighborhoods, and it could be falling down. So you know, we never look at month-to-month data because of that big composition, what we call noise. But still, it's still in present in these quarterly data also.
A little bit. Okay, now I've just been tracking the quarterly since 01.
Sure.
But I agree with you that when I open up the newspaper and I see that some numbers from November of 05, significantly different from November 04, prices have dropped, sales have dropped from these 2 months, I'm thinking, what? That doesn't mean anything to me. Does it mean anything to you?
The monthly changes, we discount completely. We look at year-over-year changes in prices, usually.
I try to qualify that when I do weekly multiple listing as updates, just because I'm here every week.
Yeah.
So we kind of talk, you know, I kind of bring, you know, what's happening. At least you know what's currently happening. Mm-hmm. But I don't always remember to qualify it, because I did get a call from someone who said, well, hey, you said the median price for the opened escrows was a lot higher than the one, or lower than the ones that close, or something. And it was like, I have to do a better job of explaining that it's, you know, you're looking at 1 week.
Sure.
A trend does not make.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we could be on a trend. We might not hit 1,054 sales this year, which would make us the lowest since 01.
Mm-hmm.
And
And we've seen a slowdown in the growth rate of prices just about everywhere, and I think it's a healthy thing. We've been expecting this to happen for a while now, and I think it's a good sign that it is happening.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back for the second segment with Dr. Bill Watkins from the UCSB Economic Forecast Project. And again, his website is UCSB-EFP, economicforecastproject.com. And we'll come back and do a second segment until 30 minutes past the hour and talk a little bit about his forecast, what he's been saying, and how UCLA came out last week and shifted a little bit. And we might say maybe Dr. Watkins feels a little vindicated for having taken his position. We'll find out. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.